Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, howdy, BTN News listeners, on your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a good old weekend. It is the 13th of February, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Kindle owners out there. In fact, I'm actually just referring to you first generation and second generation owners out there. Yeah, got some unsettling news for you this Monday. Seems Amazon is no longer allowing these devices to register with Amazon accounts. So I'm sure you're headed over to your Kindle thinking, well, everything looks fine. Well, everything actually is fine. That is until you have to do a factory reset. Or say you bought an older device from eBay or something like that. Well, you can't register it to your account anymore. Now, apparently you can still browse the Amazon Kindle store, but you'll no longer be able to connect that device to your Amazon account. It's kind of a weird scenario going on here with Amazon. They're like supporting it, but not supporting it anymore. I guess if you do have a Kindle all the way back from 2007, maybe it's time to upgrade. At least Amazon's trying to force you to anyways. Might be a weird Monday for the people over there at SoundCloud. It seems that their COO and the finance director said, we're gone. Now, at first, this was kind of like, oh, this must just be a rumor or something. So the Financial Times, where this story's coming from, dug a little deeper, and lo and behold, SoundCloud did confirm the departure of the two executives. So why would they leave? Well, there's been reports that have been coming out saying that SoundCloud ain't gonna have any money by about mid-2017. That is, unless their subscription service starts taking off. Which it seems right now ain't really taking off just yet. Guess these two felt like they're on the Titanic, seeing the iceberg, and said, screw it, we know it's coming. More iPhone 8 rumors coming out over the weekend. Actually, it's kind of on Friday, late Friday, shall we say. And lo and behold, here's one that we probably thought we'd see and we'll probably get too. Wireless charging. Yeah. Of course, this is according to Ming. Yes, our Ming Mang man over there in China. Saying that all three, yes, three iPhones will have wireless charging coming later this year. And those of you who didn't know about three iPhones, yeah, apparently there's going to be a 4.7-inch, that 5.5-inch, and the all-new 5-inch OLED display thing with glass casing and ooh, all that gooey stuff. Here's the kicker, though. The report is suggesting that the wireless charging not exactly will be built in. Actually, it will just be a separate accessory. Something else to buy from Apple that didn't come in the box. Oh, and speaking of which, don't get used to having that headphone conversion adapter either. The one that we got with the iPhone 7? Yeah, don't expect to see it in any boxes in the next three iPhones. Thanks, Apple. Moving from Apple to Xiaomi, we're talking about processors. Of course, we all know that Huawei, Samsung, and Apple do all their own developing of their own smartphone processors, so Xiaomi's kind of thinking, you know what, we should do the same thing. According to the Wall Street Journal, it sure does seem that Xiaomi will be dabbling in doing their own processors now, which, by the way, will be called Pinecone. Not sure about the name either. Now, funny enough, this must have been in the works some time, because we're hearing launching as in March. Yes, not that far away. Now, currently, Xiaomi uses Qualcomm chips in most of their phones, but wants to get away from that for quite a few reasons. One of the fact is Samsung, they kind of got all of Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 orders already. Oops. Leaving people like Xiaomi and even other firms saying, hey, you can have the older Snapdragon 821 or you're just gonna have to wait. And finally, once again, the movies are becoming real life. This time, it's having the message destruct in 15 seconds. At least if it's in a cell phone. Yes, it seems that researchers in Saudi Arabia have developed a mechanism that, when triggered, can actually destroy a smartphone or, say, any other electronic device in as little as 10 seconds. This, of course, has all been created by electrical engineers at the King Abdullah University. And apparently what this thing is, it consists of a polymer layer that rapidly expands when it's subjected to temperatures above 80 degrees Celsius. Damn, that's hot. By doing this, then it will basically burst the phone from the inside. They're saying the mechanism can actually be triggered in a number of ways, including having yourself another smartphone with the self-destruct app right installed. Of course, the end goal is hoping to sell this technology to, you know, probably governments, say in situations when devices containing sensitive information are compromised. Eat your heart out, Ethan Hunt. Do. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website of the BTN Network. Get your butt on over there and check out all the great podcasts going on. Max Show, The Big Show, and yes, The Photo Show has been back for quite a while now. And has even got a great contest going on right now, the BTN Fantasy Photo League. By entering that contest, you could win yourself a new camera when it's all said and done. Head on over to the British Tech Network blog. You'll see a post over there that says BTN Fantasy Photo League. Check that out for yourself and get joined up. Also, don't forget to like our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room with our lovely BTN community. Come on over and join us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Monday. Smile. And thank you very much for listening.